There's the small matter of an election coming up a week from tomorrow in California. Officials are expecting higher turnout, especially on the Democratic side, with the presidential primary on the ballot and with the senatorial primary to pick the top two candidates who will go into the general election facing off against one another in November. Now, the contests are also dredging up politicians and political tension of the past. Kevin Roderick is here with this week's LA Observed, and he joins us on this Monday, on Memorial Day. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
The latest polls show a very tight race on the Democratic side. What had been a commanding lead for Hillary Clinton just a few weeks ago has pretty much dwindled into a battle now, almost dead heat battle for California's 475 pledged delegates. And it seems like my inbox is full of announcements by both candidates, especially Bernie Sanders, I will say, about added stops on the campaign trail. What gives?
Well, first of all, are you enjoying this? It's unusual to have this level of activity.
We certainly
for a primary
don't normally
in California,
have it. Yeah.
And it's it's certainly interesting to watch, and it does make you feel like you're right in the middle of things. And we are right in the middle of the whole political swelter, even though it may not be directly for the nominations, but it's certainly intense.
It is intense, and there are added stops. I mean, the Clintons, both Bill and Hillary, have been crisscrossing the state. Bernie Sanders has been doing one stop after another.
Sure. Sanders was at the farmer's market, the original farmer's market in the Grove on Friday night.
Yeah.
He just discovered the Central Valley. He was talking about that this weekend. You know, he thought, wow, this is a big place. It's a lot of agriculture here, and he's out. And he had this interesting conversation with people about how they can't found out. He didn't realize this, that a lot of people up there can't turn on the tap and get clean drinking water, and he was outraged about that. So there's a lot of activity out there.
Donald Trump, for his part, was also stumping in California.
Yes.
Not a lot up for grabs here for him. He will probably likely win the state. He's already pretty much gotten the nomination anyway with enough delegates. Orange County, San Diego, he even went to the Central Valley to tout his quote-unquote energy policy. And no surprise, he touched off a bit of climate controversy at that stop as well.
Well, he certainly did. He went in and met with some farmers and some activists there in the Central Valley, came out and sort of mimicked their position that, you know, all the water that they usually use is being used for fish. And Trump took it even further, and he said, you know, there is no drought in California. When I take over, all your water problems will be solved because there is no drought. The water's just being pushed out to the ocean, and nobody understands why. And there's a lot of people scratching their heads about that today, but it does go to show you that, you know, Donald Trump, he goes to senses his audience, is likely to say anything to try to reach them and bring them onto his side. But that one's a little bit pushy because there's plenty of Republicans out there saying, you know, yes, there is a drought and there are steps we need to take. In fact, they've been arguing for more dams to be built to hedge against future droughts.
A lot of California Republican Latinos, this is a story in today's LA Times, as a matter of fact, Latinos here in the state who are particularly uncomfortable with Donald Trump's rise in the Republican Party.
Oh, sure. They have been battling since the 1990s, the Latinos within the Republican Party, and many other leaders of the Republican Party, by the way, especially in California, have been urging the party to open up, to try to mend fences with Latinos because of what happened around Prop 187 in the 1990s and Governor Pete Wilson then scapegoating Latinos and getting a big public vote to shut off illegal immigrants from public services. That led to a generational rift between Latinos and Republicans. The Republicans had been drawing Latinos in. Their numbers plummeted after that, and they'd just been making progress in recent years, and then Donald Trump comes along and blames Latinos for essentially everything. And there's a lot of people out there who are very upset, including these Latino Republicans who have been trying to open up the party and bring people in for years because they feel that Latinos have a natural home in the Republican Party if they're not being scapegoated by politicians like Donald Trump.
An interesting week, to say the least, and an interesting next few months here in California and across the country. Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observed. Kevin, thank you.